This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. I remember when I was a kid, I wish that I could put my finger on the exact age that it was, but my grandparents were still alive. My grandma and papa, John and Jean, and they were amazing people. And trying to figure out what to give them for Christmas. You know, I didn't have a lot of money as a kid and wanted to do something thoughtful. And so I got the idea to buy them little journals and ask them to write down their life experiences. Ask them to write down thoughts, philosophies, whatever it was that they wanted to write down and journal. Because I knew that not only would I be interested in that, but that everybody else would be interested in that as well. I mean, my grandparents, part of this whole series, the Money Patriot, was based upon them. You know, growing up, I say, you know, like you know, growing up during the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl in South Dakota, being farmers, my grandpa being drafted into World War II, coming back, starting a business on the GI Bill, all this good stuff. They're amazing people with amazing stories. And so that was something that was of immense value and still is. And as many of you may know, my brother had been fighting cancer for well over a year. And just a couple weeks ago, had been given 6 months to live. And since that time, it's been incredibly sad. So many different emotions, but mostly sadness. Mostly just being very sad. And I thought about asking John, my brother John, to do the same that I asked my grandparents to do when he was diagnosed with 6 months. And it wasn't, I didn't do it because I didn't want it to seem like it's some morbid kind of a thing. But I know that he's an introspective guy. He was very, very super intelligent. And there were a lot of things and conversations that John and I never had. And so I thought, well, that would have been pretty cool. And so he passed away 4 days ago. And so I thought that I would do it myself. I would put down my feelings that I'm having right now, much like I asked my grandparents to do and much like I considered having John do. So my overall feelings right now, very sad. I'm sad that he's gone. I'm sad for my mom. I'm sad for John's wife, for Heather. Not only sadness, I'm also concerned. I'm concerned for my mom. I can't imagine what she's going through, and her feelings and emotions, and I'm concerned for his wife. It's, you know, I'm not uniquely in a position to handle this any differently than they are. But that's just what I'm feeling. And there's feelings of I don't know if it's powerlessness. I just don't know what to do. I want to be there. I want to be helpful, but I don't fully know how to do that. I don't want to project my feelings onto my sister-in-law. And you know what? And as I say this, I bet that she doesn't want to. She probably feels the same way. She's probably feeling like she doesn't know what to do. And I'm grateful that we're talking consistently and working through all these many details, managing all the details. Everybody wanting to do things the right way. Not that there's such a thing as doing this the right way. But there's certainly things that have to be done. So making sure that all those things that have to be done are all getting done. And then having gone through what was a very odd exercise of letting people know what had happened and posting this news on Facebook, and to have all these wonderful caring people, many of whom that, you know, I've not spoken with in decades, share their condolences is a very, very odd thing. And now, you know, 3 days later, to have that post fade away into that Facebook timeline is also just a very strange and odd thing. So very strange and odd. And as I was thinking about recording this episode, sitting in front of my computer, and I typed in Psychology Today, the grieving process. And I haven't read it yet. I haven't read or educated myself on what that actually is. I'm just aware that it is some kind of a step-by-step process, whatever that might be. So I will do my best to follow those steps, because I imagine that if I'm not intentional and mindful about it, that I'll probably screw that up, and I won't do it correctly, and I'm interested in doing it correctly. I know that we're all burdened, touched. I don't think burden is the right word. We are all touched by death and loss at some point in our lives. And this experience with John was unique in many ways. So he was driving, he and his wife were driving to the hospital to continue his cancer treatment, and he passed out in the car. And by the time the paramedics arrived and they got him to the hospital, his brain activity had ceased. I'm sure that there's a technical term for that, but that's fundamentally what had happened. And I got the call from my mom, who had left as soon as she had heard that the paramedics were on their way to come and get him. She had raced to the hospital, and I got a call from her saying that I needed to get to the hospital because they were going to be taking him off life support. So with my two boys, and we packed everything up and rushed to the hospital. And for sure, the saddest thing that I've ever been a part of, with his wife, and his mom, my mom, my sister-in-law. Really, really awful, all there, and going through the process of taking him off life support, and so grateful to have been there and to have been able to hold his hand as he died, and to have told him that I loved him. And it's been strange over the past couple of days that life continues on without him. But life demands that it does. So, very, very sad. But I'm excited to celebrate his life with his friends and family and loved ones, with my friends and my family and my loved ones, celebrating John's life in a couple of weeks, to be able to share some very funny stories about growing up together and all that. And it'll certainly be sad, but it'll be a celebration at the same time. Thank you, as always, for listening. So do your part by doing your best.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.